You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
This is The Backdrop. I'm Kevin Blyer. You know that feeling when you have something in your back pocket? I don't know, a picture of your dog or an unproduced Tracy Letts play or a time machine to 1 month ago? And only you know it's there. But you're excited because if it is what you say it is, soon everybody will get to experience it. Well, that's where I was 3 weeks ago as I was working on the next two episodes of The Backdrop. I was laying out the backdrop of two productions, The Crucible, Arthur Miller's allegory for McCarthyism, as relevant in 2020 as in 1953, and Come From Away, the musical by David Hein and Irene Sankoff about overcoming ideology and nativism when xenophobia is at its peak. At least that was what I thought my angle would be. But you could just as easily say The Crucible is about seeing threats among us, real and imagined, and Come From Away is about seeing goodness within us, near and far, when our backs are pushed against the wall. Both productions now on hold to differing degrees, and a crying shame, because if there ever were two productions more suited to address what we're up against now, as in now, first, the dangers of group hysteria, and second, the capacity we have when we work together to be hospitable to one another, even from 6 feet or six continents apart. Not to mention, an object lesson for sheltering in place. Although, as I record this from the closet in my small Manhattan apartment, I'd rather be in Gander. No offense to Manhattan or closets. So here's where things stalled. The interviews are in, and I thank everyone I interviewed for that. For the Bedlam production of The Crucible, a few of the talented creatives, and an expert in McCarthyism. For Come From Away, the actual pilot grounded on 9/11, the first female captain for American Airlines, as well as one of my favorite Broadway actors who plays two of the so-called plain people. But now it's on me to take an extra beat, make a new edit, and write something more appropriate to the times. It shouldn't be hard to do, any more than anything is hard to do these days, like getting out of bed, or not touching your face every 2 seconds, or resisting the urge to Google hydroxychloroquine. But the reason it isn't hard to do is because the writer of The Crucible and the creators of Come From Away have done something next to impossible to do: create shows that stay important in times both petty and perilous. So, I'd say, so don't worry, we'll be back, but we're not going anywhere, what with the quarantine. We're just honoring the obligation to read the room and make these episodes more relevant. Please bear with me. Meantime, if you have been enjoying The Backdrop, please spread the word.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
If you enjoy The Backdrop, subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen. The Backdrop is produced by Nella Vera, edited by Nella, and by me, and part of the Broadway Podcast Network.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.